Chronic diseases such as high blood pressure and diabetes are becoming more common around the world. That means patients are compelled to seek treatment for those diseases for a long time, says health economist Laurens Niens at Erasmus University in the Netherlands. Niens examined medication pricing data from the World Health Organization and also looked at data from the World Bank on household income in many countries. Then he calculated how much people need to spend on necessities such as food, housing, education, and medicines.
The medicines we looked at are medicines for patients who suffer from asthma, diabetes, hypertension, and we looked at an adult respiratory infection. Three of those medicines are for chronic diseases, which basically means people need to procure those medicines each and every day.
Niens focused on the cost of medicine for those conditions. He found these essential drugs could be considered unaffordable for many people in poor countries, so much so that their cost pushes people into abject poverty.
The proportion of the population that is living below the poverty line, plus the group that is being pushed below the poverty line, can reach up to over 80% in some countries for some medicines.
Niens points out that generic medicines are more affordable than brand name medications, but often these generics are not available in the marketplace. Niens also says poor government policies can drive up the cost of medications.
For instance, a lot of governments actually tax medicines when they come into the country and have no standard for the markups on medicines through the distribution chain. So often governments think they pay a good price for the medicines when they procure them from the producer, and some discounts there are often in place for certain developing countries. However, before such a medicine reaches patient, markups are sometimes up to 1,000%.
Laurens Niens says governments and NGOs must work together to increase the affordability of medicines, and pharmaceutical companies should create high-quality generic drugs that won't break a family's budget. He also says that establishing national health insurance systems can help keep families from falling into poverty as they buy the medications they need to keep themselves alive. His paper is published in the online journal PLOS Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.